This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch, everybody, I don't care what you're doing or how you're doing it, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along. Now, this goes along with our over-the-road truck drivers that are out there getting the job done, and our mail haulers. Yep, our mail haulers out there getting the job done, delivering the mail point A to B in between the bulk centers so it can be delivered to your front door. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And you can check out our website by going to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take advantage of the offers we have there, and you just might save yourself a little bit of money if you click on some of those links that are right there. All right, coming back, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, let's say the pledge and get rolling with hour number two. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, before we get started here, Kyle, the New York State Senate and Assembly could vote on a bill to pass and give the governor authority to detain anyone suspected as a threat to public health.
That's really extraordinary.
How do you like that?
Yeah, I don't, I mean, I guess we could
tell me something couldn't go wrong with that.
Well, that's right. Yeah, I wonder what could possibly go wrong with that. But, you know, Captain, we seem to be getting more and more intense about these kinds of things, rather than trying to really actually get out of this whole pandemic and see the end of the light at the end of the tunnel, as it were. But yet here we go. It seems to be becoming more restrictive. I know that there's a lot of things happening, especially in Europe, for example, Italy, Netherlands has, I think, done a whole lockdown thing. Italy is looking at intensifying some of their restrictions. The UK is reviewing things. We just had the cruise ship, of course, out of Miami. That was the Symphony of the Seas. They had 48 people test positive with, I think, at least one Omicron. But the idea is that, you know, are we going to continue to crack down more? And where does all this lead?
Well, that's true. And let me repeat what I said in hour number one. This came from the Health magazine. Their words, not mine. Is that you?
Yeah, sorry about that.
The reasoning wasn't complicated even for me to figure out. The traditional course of viruses is to keep mutating to survive. But as they mutate, the new variants tend to be weaker. For example, the variants that are out there now Omicron is supposedly a 2 to 3 day duration, which is nothing more than a common cold. And it's not killing a bunch of people. It's not hospitalizing a bunch of people. But this is what Joe Biden needs to get a political boost. And with him, Dr. Anthony Fauci, one of the greatest control freaks of American history, my words, is willing to change his opinion at any time just to follow his opinion. You know, he wants us to follow him like the blind sheep. And it's just nauseating that this is ludicrous what's going on here. And they're trying to keep the citizens skeptical. They're trying to scare them. I mean, I've seen people wearing masks that weren't wearing masks before, and they're wearing them now because, oh, my God, this is so contagious. We can catch it, and we can get real sick. I said, do you realize that in some cases, again, reading from the Health magazine, which I did, in some cases, the conventional flu shot takes care of this. If you had a flu shot, you won't get it. You realize that? Well, no, where'd you hear that? And I tell them, and they're astounded.
Well, I think you have to look at what is the underlying motivation here, the underlying goal. The Democrats...
It's a scare to buy Jesus out of everybody.
You're exactly right. Because when they do that, then people are, A, going to be more compliant, but B, they're also going to, in some way, and this is where, you know, you had these polls earlier in the program tonight, where Biden is just failing on all counts. What they think they can do, Captain, perhaps, is to say, well, look, we're going to get our poll numbers up as far as we're handling COVID because we're scaring the people and then providing the, oh, we're going to protect you and keep you safe. They're trying to get any win now because the Biden administration, this is a big statement. It's foundering at this point.
Well, just listen to this one. Newly exposed emails now show that the outgoing National Institutes of Health director, Dr. Francis Collins, commanded Dr. Anthony Fauci to carry out a quick and devastating takedown of a statement by public health experts calling for focused protection of the most vulnerable populations. Emails showed that Fauci would indeed attack the declaration, especially the one on herd immunity.
Right, and when you talk about herd immunity, that's when you would get to the point where more or less society would be going on as normal. You'd still have some of the infection out there, and but yet you're not shutting everything down. Businesses are operating, and it's important to note, Captain, that early on in the COVID-19 problem, the whole idea was to not overwhelm the hospitals and have people not be dying. We're actually there, I think, but if you can't have herd immunity, you're never going to be able to get back to normal.
All right, well, hold on, because, folks, we're going to hear from an elf here as we go out to the break. So we got an elf wants to say something.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And from all of us here at the Captain's America Third Watch, we want to wish everyone listening a very Merry Christmas and, of course, all the best for 2022. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Ho, ho, ho. Be right back.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All right, thank you very much. And yeah, we keep gaining more listeners and gaining more affiliates, and we'll be talking about some coming aboard here in January. Won't say anything until then. By the way, I will tell you that this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at MyPillow and Santa Mike. Yep, that's right. Santa Mike Lindell is busy and at it. Now, I'm going to bring Kyle in on this. Mike Lindell recently gave out, was it 10,000 pillows to the tornado victims? Is that my understanding?
Yes, I believe, Captain, what we understand is that Mike Lindell is going to be donating some 10,000 pillows. We understand it's over 10,000 pillows to the tornado victims in Kentucky. They're going to be passed out on Christmas Eve, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, and I'm sure a lot of people will really appreciate that because of the situation they were left in. And I just hope that the ones where it rained were able to get out of the rain or able to protect their belongings that didn't have roofs on their houses, because that would have been terrible if they, you know, that happened all over again.
Well, exactly right. Mm-hmm. This has been a real tragedy that's happened there.
Yeah. Now, let me tell you about MyPillow.com, folks, because you've still got plenty of time to go over there and order whatever you want to order for Christmas. And if you've still got thoughts in your mind, man, I don't know what I can get. I got to go to this store, that store. You don't have to go anywhere. You can go to your computer and go to MyPillow.com and look at the website. And on the home page, you're going to see a whole bunch of stuff that might appeal to people on your shopping list. And if that doesn't, then all you do is click on the Radio Listener Specials page to get even more discounts and more items. And certainly there's something there for somebody on your list, including your dog or your cat. Now, you're going to find deep discounts on MyPillow products there. And all you got to do to get the discounted price is use the promo code CAPTAIN. It'll ask you for a promo code, and it's always going to be CAPTAIN. or you can give them a call at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. I'm telling you, there's some tremendous stuff there. I just recently, a couple of weeks ago, got the MyPillow slippers, the custom slippers. I wore them the other day to the radio station. They were so comfortable, I thought I had a pair of shoes on, but it's unbelievable. And Kyle, I think Santa is going to be treating you at Christmas time.
I certainly hope so. I've been good.
Yeah. You know. Okay, so that's MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN, phone number 800-641-5459. Go over there, check it out, and I'm sure you'll find something to your liking right there. And, oh, by the way, don't forget, Mike Lindell is giving away over 10,000 pillows to the tornado ravaged victims there in Kentucky. Again, that's just the way he is.
That's exactly right, and it's a wonderful, wonderful thing to do, absolutely.
Now, here's one that really frosted me a bit. Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal, Democratic Connecticut, who was in the Marine Reserve, and what caught our attention about him to begin with was when he was talking about his service in Vietnam, and come to find out, he never went. And
right.
He was stationed in the U.S., and he had to walk that back and apologize and all that stuff and beg for forgiveness, et cetera, et cetera. But he did it again. He's claimed that he did not know an event he attended was linked to the Communist Party, but video suggests otherwise. How do you like that?
Yeah, this is really something. I mean, obviously, Captain, being a United States senator, everywhere you go is newsworthy to some extent or another. Certainly if you're going to be, going to somebody's event, you want to know what the underlying deal is. He's saying he didn't know, but boy, this is amazing.
Well, they gave money to his political campaign, so you think he would know in that respect.
Right.
And by the way, we talked a little bit about this on Friday and even Saturday. I have some more information. Texas, of course, has begun full bore the construction of the state's southern border wall. Governor Abbott unveiled the first section. While Biden does nothing, we are stepping up, and the people of Texas are 100% on board with that one.
Well, that's right, and I think the governor over the weekend was talking about a lot of the material that's just laying, going to waste out there along the border area, and then also that the idea that, Congress had appropriated the funds to build the wall, and then here comes the Biden administration, so the governor was talking about how this is, again, a waste of taxpayer dollars.
And you've heard about the Pfizer COVID-19 pill, right?
Right, right.
It may not see approval for many months, despite the impressive data.
Well, is that because this doesn't coincide with the idea of everybody just go get vaccinated, that kind of thing?
That's it.
Yeah, and, when we talk about doing science, we talk about, coming up with different ways of treating mm-hmm. for different issues. And, unfortunately, Captain, I think when the historians look at this 50 years from now, and maybe sooner, they're going to say, why didn't they do all these different things? And as I said before, let 1,000 flowers bloom, as opposed to trying to do one size fits all. It just doesn't seem to be logical.
And people need to understand what the Department of Health and what Dr. Fauci and company are trying to do. They're trying to once again create the facade that there's this big increase in cases of COVID, and they're calling it COVID-19 increases as the Omicron variant is surging. Again, the Omicron variant is merely a cold so far of 2 to 3 days. Very few people have died as a result of this. Very few. The people that have died as a result of this are people that have had serious medical problems to begin with. Tell me I'm wrong.
Well, even throughout the initial part of COVID-19, as we got deeper into it, a lot of these problems had to do with the comorbidities, as it were, or the underlying issues that people already had, immunodeficiency. some of these breakthrough cases seem to coincide with an heretofore unknown immunodeficiency that somebody might have had. So once again, we're having to look at individuals and how they are responding and what are these different factors, as opposed to everybody's somehow exactly the same, they'll all respond exactly the same way. That's just not medically correct.
Well, that's right. That's right. That's absolutely right. Now, I want to mention right now about small business owners who have been suffering all along while the Biden administration has downplayed inflation and the massive regulations that they've thrown on these people. And every time they throw more regulations onto people, it adds more expense. It's more labor intensive what they have to do, whether the owner of the company is doing it, whether or not his secretary is doing it, his bookkeeper. But it's more labor intensive, correct?
Absolutely.
And they keep adding these stupid regulations that may not even apply in some cases to the states that they're in. For example, you want to stick a whole bunch of federal regulations on what goes on down here in Florida, and again, it does not apply to what is actually taking place down here.
That's right.
And our governor said, no, we're not going to go along.
Well, of course not. Of course not. And, you know, it's we're making it harder and harder in so many ways for small business. Number one, the costs are already up. Certainly in the restaurant industry, that is becoming almost problematic.
Mm-hmm.
It's approaching the level, mm-hmm. Captain. It's a tipping point.
Mm-hmm. And efforts to stop Biden's vaccine mandate for private businesses are headed to the Supreme Court. Now, that's because of Missouri's attorney general and three companies from that state that are asking the highest court in the country to do something about this because they cannot afford, and these are pretty good-sized companies, Phillips Manufacturing and Tower Company, Six ARP LLC, and Oberg Industries LLC filed an emergency application for an injunction on Friday, saying that the Biden administration is pursuing unlimited federal executive power in a vaccine mandate for private businesses, something that will cost them a lot of money that they can't afford to absorb or pass along to anybody that's out there. And they run the risk of being put out of business because of this. And I hope the Supreme Court picks it up, because Biden is, again, in my opinion, Biden is way overstepping his authority.
Well, to try to justify the overstepping of authority is what our real issue is going to be, because once it's justified, then it's going to happen with other things as well. That's why this is so important. If the Supreme Court does, in fact, strike all this kind of stuff down, then you're also going to hear more calls for trying to pack the court or to redo how the Supreme Court...
Well, we've already heard that.
Well, of course. They'll use that all kinds of ammunition they'll get, mm-hmm. for stuff like
that. And by the way, one of the court packer-uppers is Elizabeth Warren. She's tested positive for COVID, as has Cory Booker, another one. So I guess what goes around comes around.
Well, and of course we hope that they're, you know, not going to be in bad shape, obviously, and that they'll get better if they're having any symptoms.
No, because they have the variant.
They have, well, yeah, exactly, but hopefully they'll be fine.
They will. Hold that thought. Folks are coming right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. There's some guy here who's going to take us to break, so I'll let him do just that. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
You betcha. We'll be right back with more. 877-969-8600.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Now that Senate Democrat Joe Manchin says he will not vote for the legislation, it looks like Democrats are not going to be able to overcome Republican opposition in the Senate to pass President Biden's roughly $2 trillion Build Back Better bill. Tom Cotton, the U.S. Senator from Arkansas, says...
At a time when we have almost $30 trillion in debt, this bill would add $5 trillion to it. We have the worst inflation in 40 years. This bill would add fuel to the fire of inflation.
The Republican Cotton speaking there on Fox News Sunday night in America. President Biden's Build Back Better agenda would focus on issues from health care to education, climate change, and tax laws. The NHL and Players Association announcing cross-border games are now being postponed for the upcoming week because of rising COVID cases. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com. Cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's it.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Hi, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook Commentary, wishing Captain Matt Bruce and his wonderful audience a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Can we get a ho, ho, ho out of that one, Mr. Ron? I guess not, so I'll have to do it. Ho, ho, ho. Okay, well, this portion of the program brought to you by Relief Factor. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team, they do a bang-up job there. And I've been taking your product for well over 6 years, and yes, it works for me. And yes, that's why I'm telling you about it. And yes, it is 100% drug-free, which is even more important because I was able to get off Mobic and Flexeril, which was creating some problems for me. And I got onto the Relief Factor, which is all natural because of the ingredients turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 that helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation. Now, it will also lower or eliminate pain associated with whatever the problem is you've got going on by going right straight to the source of the pain. And because it is 100% drug-free, it's also 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports regulation of key enzymes and proteins, which is all good for you and your body. Now, try the three-week quick start. It's only $19.95 by going to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. You try the three-week quick start. It works for you. They'll start shipping it to you, and away you go. It's that simple. And make sure you go to the website I gave you, because that's the legitimate Relief Factor site, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, let's see here. An alleged airstrike by Israel has targeted areas of the Damascus, Syria airport and resulted in one Syrian soldier having been killed, according to the Syrian state-run media channel SANA. But as usual, the bluster from Syria and Russia sources doesn't tell the real story. Now, it's believed that Israel had four Israeli F-16s flying over the Golan Heights that launched cruise missiles at targets in and around the Damascus airport. Now, the Syrian news agency came on and said, oh, well, we shot down all of the missiles except for one. Only one got through. Okay, Mr. Syria, explain the three bomb craters in the middle of the airfield about 600 yards apart.
Well, that's right, Captain. And basically, according to Russian sources, they're saying that the Syrian-operated Russian Pantir S-1 air defense system shot down what they say is 7 of 8 missiles that were launched, evidently, by these Israeli aircraft.
No way that could have happened.
Well, exactly, because you're talking about the three different craters, basically. But this is a big deal. And the Damascus International Airport, basically, we believe, of course, has been used to help fly supplies in for the Iranian militia, also areas in Syria and Lebanon, including Hezbollah, helping Hezbollah and so forth. So this is a major thing that they did.
Yeah, it is. And again, we'll have to wait, I guess, to find out a little bit more about it. Right now, the U.S. isn't saying anything, and Israel hasn't really released much of anything about it. I'm planning this out from Syria. They're the ones that announced what had happened, and we've only heard one side of the story.
That's right.
Now, did you see Tiger Woods playing with his son, 11 years old, and they scored 11 straight birdies, but still fell short of the John Daly duo that was they were playing in this little not-for-prime-time tournament they had going on, which was actually for charity, I think. And it looked like Tiger was having a little bit of problems with his leg, the one that he broke so badly, because he had to stop and lift it up in the air and do some moving around and this, that, and the other several times. But he was going around the golf course in a golf cart. He wasn't walking.
Well, that's right. Yeah, I didn't get a chance to see Tiger playing, but I did hear
his kid was amazing.
Yeah, that's exactly what we understand. Doing very well out there on the golf course.
Yeah. Now, normally when you hear about gas prices going up, you get excited, right?
Well, yes, right.
And when you hear about gas pricing going down a little bit, you get excited too, right?
Absolutely.
Well, the average gas prices have fallen 6 cents over the last 2 weeks to $3.41 per gallon. That's the average across the country. But to that I say, really? Because the price of gasoline right now coming out of the refinery with the federal tax on it, not the state or the local or the transportation to get it there, is $2.12 a gallon. So let's do the math. That is $1.29 markup. Is that all tax?
No, I don't think so. No.
So somebody's making money, right?
Well, sure.
Wonder who it is.
Well, you know, that when the prices ebb and flow a little bit, and especially now if you have new COVID concerns, if you have travel concerns and so forth, that can affect the price of fuel and so forth. But overall, Captain, everybody, I think, is in a pretty much agreement that the price of fuel is way, way, way too high anyway. And that's what continues to drive a lot of this Bidenflation.
Well, I think we're being hosed. That's just me talking. I have no way to prove that. But I do believe that when you see what it is coming out of the refineries at the federal level, at the national level, and then you see what is being sold at on an average across the country, that there's something really wrong here.
Well, certainly. And also what's really wrong as well is that we continue to have to buy oil now from countries that don't like us and aren't our friends, and we're transferring all this wealth their direction when, as we not all that long ago, Captain, we were able to be energy independent, more or less, where it comes to oil in this country.
Do you remember former Pfizer board chairman and FDA commissioner, Dr. Scott Gottlieb?
Rings a bell, yeah.
Okay. Well, he was the FDA commissioner under the last president. But Dr. Gottlieb said yesterday, baseline immunity may protect us from severe Omicron illness. Did you hear anybody else say that?
No, no.
Anywhere along the line. Did anybody say that?
Nope.
Not Fauci, not this other guy, nobody, right?
Right.
Why are they hiding that?
Well, it doesn't go into the narrative that they want to have happen. This started up under Trump, as a matter of fact. You know, President Trump was, I think, looking at different opportunities to try to either treat the illness or to prevent the illness, as it was. And by the way, I think it's important to point out too, Captain, if it wasn't for President Trump, we probably would not have a vaccine for people to go out and get.
Mm-hmm.
Trump wanted to solve problems. He wanted to get people back to their regular normal lives. But in this case, Captain, I don't think the Democrat Party elite want that. They want to continue to use COVID as a cover. It's a real virus. We all know that. But they believe that they win when COVID is strong, because then they can have mail-in elections and they can tell everybody what to do and they can try to get people more dependent on the federal government.
Well, see, that's where you're spot on with what you're saying. Absolutely, positively true. And it's a shame, but that's what they're doing.
Well, they've seen it as a real opportunity, and that's why I think a lot of this stuff about the Omicron variant, and obviously any variant is of concern, but unfortunately we're starting to see now, we're going to have a lot more perspective.
Yep. Real quick, let me get this out there. L.A. District Attorney, what's his name, Gascon, has his latest soft-on-crime proposal is causing an outrage amongst the people out there who are calling for his recall, and that's being pushed again, that recall out there.
Oh, it really is, and I think what he's talking about as well is the diversion programs and so on and so forth for some of these people that are smashing and grabbing and, you know, these conspiracies that are coming, these, you know, organized crime. There's no more teeth there. These cities are starting to fall apart, literally, because of this kind of thinking.
Yeah, and it's not working. What he's doing is not working. All right, hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, you're coming right back with our second Truckers Highway and Byway Report. So don't go anywhere, and we're going to let Kyle take us to break.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
You betcha. And we're going to tell you what's going on with the weather. There's been a few changes since the last hour. We'll let you know what that's all about. The fog in Florida for open.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar four or more times a day and inject insulin three or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Step to the left.
Got a little boom in my big truck. Gonna open up the doors and turn it up. Gonna stomp my boots in the Georgia mud. Gonna watch you make me fall in love. Get up on the hood of my daddy's tractor. Up on the toolbox, it don't matter. Down on the tailgate, girl, I can't wait to watch you do your thing. Shake it for the young bucks sitting in the honky tonks. For the rednecks rocking till the break of dawn. The DJ spinning that country song. Come on, come on, come on. Shake it for the bears, shake it for the bees. Shake it for the catfish swimming down deep in the creek. For the crickets and the critters and the squirrels. Shake it to the moon, shake it for me, girl. Oh, country girl, shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me.
is Luke Bryant, and that song is called Country Girl, Shake It For Me. And that's a great little video and a great little song there, Kyle.
That is very catchy.
Yep, and a lot of truck drivers from Creek Carriers asked me to play that song tonight, so we played it for them.
All right.
All right, so there you go. There you go. All righty, well, we're going to get started with the weather. Yeah, we got weather to talk about. We got some bad weather out west. Go for it.
Thank you, Captain. Seattle, Washington, you've got the rain in the forecast over the next several days, and the same for Portland, Oregon right now. And if you're coming across I-84, you definitely are going to be running in rain, also sleet in some cases, as you head over towards Walla Walla, for example. And if you're coming out I-90, you're definitely going to be encountering winter weather warnings and advisories there as well, especially as you get into the central Idaho, and as you come on down I-90 towards Missoula, Montana, you definitely got snow in the mix there coming across the interstate. Same story just outside of Billings, Montana, so you want to be aware of that. Tonight, Captain, in California, dense fog in the California Central Valley. That's Highway 99, also Interstate 5. This is all north of Bakersfield up to a little south of Stockton or so. So you definitely want to be aware of that. Frost advisory as well, if you're coming through out of Arizona into Southern California, and if you're coming across I-10 as you head towards Coachella and Palm Springs, you got a frost advisory going on tonight. And otherwise than that, Captain, we definitely going to be watching these the storms or these rain showers and storms as they come through, especially Oregon and through Seattle as well over the next several days.
All right. Well, first of all, good morning to George the Godfather. Nice to hear from you there, George. You did a great job over the weekend. I heard about it from a distance away. By the way, I got to mention, everybody, we have a winter storm warning on top of Cabbage, I-84. You will have to chain up. It's snowing very heavy up there. And there's also a winter storm warning over in Montana, right where Carl told you about. Now, moving over to North Dakota, we got some really, really cold temperatures north of I-90 all the way from the west side of North Dakota over to Minnesota. We're talking about temperatures in the single digits and down below zero the further north you go. So be advised, and that's without any wind or anything like that. Now, moving across over into Lake Superior, Lake Huron, you've got some windy conditions along the lake, which is going to create, as well as Lake Michigan, is going to create some lake effect snow sometime during the course of the day. Remember, it takes about 8 to 10 to 12 hours for the wind to blow one certain direction, and boom, here comes the snow. So be advised, and there is a little bit of it starting right now in the northern central part of Wisconsin, as well as up there in the Canadian border and over there in the upper peninsula of Michigan, but nothing to be concerned about yet. It's looking pretty calm over in upstate New York. However, the conditions are ripe this week for a developing storm, which is in the over in the southwestern corner of the Gulf, and all the conditions are coming together to make this into a storm that's going to come across the Gulf, bring some rain and wind to Florida, and go up the East Coast, and you could have yourself, folks, a nor'easter coming up the East Coast this weekend for Christmas. Goody, goody gumdrops. Now, I will say that from Nova Scotia on down to Cape Cod, we've got some windy conditions, winds 15 to 25 miles an hour, till you go out to sea about 40, 50 miles, and you'll be in 45-mile-an-hour winds, and, of course, the waves will be way too high to have be out there with much anything smaller than about a 35 or 45-foot boat. Now, going on down here to Virginia, Chesapeake Bay, the mouth of the Chesapeake Bay, on down all the way to the east side of Florida, all the way down to Miami and just north of the Keys, you've got windy conditions tonight. Cape Hatteras, you're getting a steady wind right now of about 25 to 35 miles an hour. But on down the line, 15 to 25 miles an hour and 10 to 15 miles an hour as you get down south in Florida. We do have some breezy conditions on the Gulf side of Florida right now from Naples, where we have fog. Yep, fog up through the central part of Florida coming up. Looks like 27 out of Miami up towards Lake Okeechobee. And then we do have a little bit of fog on 75 down below and across Alligator Alley. But not all that much, but just enough to make life miserable. And, Kyle, that wraps it up for us. Tell us about your show, how we can hear your show, my friend.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we look forward to talking to you tomorrow, and you and I will be around all week until Christmas Eve, and then we're taking the night off, aren't we?
That's right. Looking forward to it.
All righty. Thank you very much, Kyle. Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right. That's Kyle Warren, everybody. All right. Now let's jump on over to the telephone line, and we have got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
What happened in Damascus, Syria over the weekend? We're hearing conflicting stories, of course, from the Syrians, from the Russians, from the Israelis, who really haven't said much. But we do know that on the runway, one of the runways at the airport there in Damascus, there are three craters about 600 yards apart.
Well, you necessarily know if the Israelis aren't talking about it, that the Israelis had something to do with it.
Uh-huh.
Look, the war and the airstrikes and whatnot have really, they've slowed down in Syria, but they've really never stopped. And that's an important thing to understand, especially when we still have a number of troops in Syria. So it's remarkable to me that Biden hasn't, I would say taking some kind of aggressive posture on this, since he wants to end wars like we sort of did in Afghanistan. The other thing, too, is that all along, Bashar al-Assad, who is a war criminal, was never tried or even suggested by the international community to be a war criminal, and he is. So there was never any discipline there. In fact, he has been kind of accepted back into the world community, which is an outrage.
Mm-hmm.
But I would also argue we tend to forget about Putin, because Putin has stayed very active in all things Syria.
Sure.
So not in a good place.
That's the reason he's still in power, Assad, that is. It's because of Putin, in my opinion.
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Now, we're fixing to go to break here, but before we go to break, obviously, Fauci is on the warpath again. He's saying all sorts of stuff. We're going to get into that. The NIH director, there's an email that surfaced, a couple of emails that surfaced about him and the marching orders he gave to Fauci. And when we get into that, we're going to upset some people, because it's hard to believe that people can still be falling for the nonsense that these guys are throwing around out there when all they do is sit there and contrive this stuff up. All right, I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.